WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today, we speak with Tom Walker, who volunteers for his town of Millvale in a variety of ways.
With long hair and a big handlebar mustache, Tom Walker is recognizable, and everyone in Millvale seems to know him. He's also busy in the community. Walker is a semi-retired graphic designer. He's on the board of directors for the Millvale Community Development Corporation. He's an avid kayaker and backpacker. Walker is also known as the Garlic King of Millvale.
I didn't get as much planted this year. I probably have about 1,200 cloves planted this year, and I usually do at least twice that much, but one thing and another this year, I just sort of ran out of time.
He grows 13 different varieties of garlic, from Italian to Armenian. Much of the work is done on his 21-acre farm in Donegal, but some of the cloves are grown in several community gardens across Millvale that he helped create. The community gardening effort started in 2007, when Walker and other Millvale residents included communal garden beds when they founded the Millvale Community Library. The demand quickly outstripped the available space.
We had started the one in the library, and there were only a few beds back there, but people were saying, hey, how can I get a bed? I said, well, you can get a bed when somebody dies or whatever, you know, because we don't have any together.
Since then, Walker and the group The Gardens of Millvale have used Allegheny County grant money to convert two more empty properties into community gardens, including one with a chimney swift bird habitat and a large hoop house, a long greenhouse with a semicircular roof. Millvale is a little town of 3,700 residents, bordering Pittsburgh on the north bank of the Allegheny River. Walker grew up just across the water in Lawrenceville, but he and his family have called Millvale home since 1977.
We bought the house, and we're in our 40-year starter home.
Walker also helps out Millvale in other ways. He volunteers his graphic design skills to help promote the annual Millvale Brew Festival, and he was a volunteer basketball coach for 5 years. In the early 2000s, Walker led the committee that first pushed to create the Millvale Riverfront Park.
Probably one of the things that actually really started to get me really involved in a lot of development that had gone on, being that I was the chair of the committee.
Now the Riverfront Park is fully fitted with bike and boat rentals, a tackle shop, and a pavilion. It also contains a nearly 2-mile bike path, part of the 25-mile Three Rivers Heritage Trail. Walker says part of his drive to give back to his hometown comes from his days as an outdoorsman.
You always left the campsite better than when you arrived. So, like, whenever we went to a campsite, if there had been any garbage or anything left behind by somebody else, we would always clean it up and make sure it was better than when we got there. We would always leave a stack of firewood for who got there next. And again, so it was part of, I think, that philosophy of leaving something behind that was better than when you first got here.
I'm Noah Brode, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.